Welcome, everyone. Good to see you all, those beautiful faces. So it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us. And we're going to start our time with an attunement card. It's attunement card 34, which is the spirit of life, family, community, and organization. And Jim's going to play the recording of that for us. We're just going to do the prayer. Ready to go, Jim.
The spirit of life, family, community, and organization. Card 34. These quiet moments, I speak a silent prayer to you, the dear people of my family, my community, and my organization. I am here. Feel the presence of the life-giving energy I bring. I invite your spirit to this space. I invoke the essential elements that bring life. I call upon the spirit of the highest love, that spirit beyond personality or any human border, the sublime generosity of the universe. Come to us. You are welcome here. Awaken our awareness as you enter us now. I call upon the spirit of the womb for all creation into this place. Embrace love from on high and protect its essence in our human experience. Enfold the seeds of new life waiting to be born. Come to us. You are welcome here. Emerge through us now and keep safe the sacred pattern of life. May we always remember that we thrive when we honor these two great spirits. May we always welcome them. May they join in us to create vitality and resilience. When division comes among us, let us return to love. When lack appears, let us remember love's abundance and become generous. When the world we share together seems bleak and barren, let us remember the spirit of the womb, which brings lusciousness and fertility. When we can't find our way, let us revere the code of life that we each hold and turn to its wisdom. Let our desire to be a vessel for love increase and bring us together in an experience of new life overflowing into the world we share. The surging energy of the spirit of life is rising now, bringing exuberance and joy.
Thank you, David, for that beautiful attunement card. So Jewel and I want to share some things with you tonight about living an authentic life and planting the seeds for what would be born through us, by us, what we want to nurture in our world. And so let me just speak these words again from the attunement card. This is so related to our time together. I call upon the spirit of the womb for all creation into this place. Embrace love from on high and protect its essence in our human experience. Enfold the seeds of new life waiting to be born. Come to us. You are welcome here. Emerge through us now and keep safe the sacred pattern of life. So as David was talking about this last Sunday, life isn't a performance, right? I mean, we know that, but it certainly bears repeating from time to time because in our culture, there's so much distortion around that. There's so much inauthenticity. And in our desire to be authentic and to live an authentic life, it's a lot more than being authentic at a personality level. It's being true to the truth of who we really are. So today we celebrate and commemorate as the anniversary of Emissaries of Divine Light, because this was the day in 1932 that Yolanda had his awakening. It was actually over a three-day period. And during that time, as he felt divine presence in his room, and he wrote, and just automatic writing, it just came to him, and he wrote what came to him. One of the things that he got from that time was the message that you are the teacher that you've been looking for. And totally resonant with that is the idea of primal spirituality. As David describes it, it's the spirituality that we were born with. It's primal meaning first. It's the first spirituality. But over the time in our lives, we lose the knowing that we had on some level as a child, a direct experience of the divine and knowing of the spiritual and the invisible. So when we think about living an authentic life and not being a performance, there's something to touch into of our deep knowing that we already have within us and sometimes lose sight of. But there's always, we're surrounded by love, we're surrounded by guidance. That guidance is always available to us, however you see that, from your own highest self, from the divine in whatever form that takes, angels, guides, our ancestors, a spiritual teacher, however you want to think of it, divine guidance is always available. And if we access that, when we consider what is authentic for us, it's likely not going to look like what's authentic for anybody else. Because as we know, we all have our own unique gifts to bring. And to access those gifts and to know what's needed and when that's needed, we have to touch in and we have to come from original source in all that we do. So I want to share an idea that I have about a calling, if you will. That can mean a lot of things, I suppose, a calling. But I'm referring to it as something comes to you in your awareness, in your life, and there's a part of you that resonates so deeply with that, you can't not pay attention. It like turns your head, it like grabs your attention. I had one of those experiences some years ago when I was taking the Emissary course, The Deepening. And in that course, some of you who have done that may remember this. I don't know if it was always in there, but Michael Gaeta actually explained this particular piece when I was in the deepening, and he did a beautiful job of it. But the idea is that there's a vase, and he says, you know, imagine it. I'm holding up a vase. Now imagine I let go of it, and the vase drops to the ground. And as it shatters, all the pieces scatter all over the place until finally every last moving piece comes to a halt. It just stops and it finally settles. Then imagine that we had recorded that breaking of the vase and we play it in reverse. So slowly the pieces start to move and then they start to rise up and then they start to come together, and little by little, all the pieces come back together into the perfection of the wholeness of the vase. But as it's coming together, what occurred to me in this time was those jagged edges, the jagged edges of the coming back together. And this was one of those moments for me that was like a calling, like I knew somehow my truest expression of myself, one of the main purposes of my life is to be in those jagged edges and in the coming back together, to be willing to be in the discomfort of the jagged edges, because that's what's necessary for the coming together. You know, do I want to be part of the glue that's part of the coming back together? Or do I want to try to hide from the jagged edges that happen when we're in this process? So that's called to me many times, and many times I've asked myself in uncomfortable moments, can I just hold steady and remember I'm part of the coming together, the restoration, not the breaking apart? It feels uncomfortable because it's the jagged edges moving back together, not because it's breaking apart. And we're in times like that now. You know, there's certainly times that, you know, we have to all realize you're in transition, I'm in transition, Sunrise Ranch is in transition, and our whole world is in transition. And that's not comfortable sometimes, being in transition. So I remind myself, don't expect comfortable and you won't be disappointed. It's just where we are. It's part of the coming back together. It's part of the transition into the new world that we're looking at. And for all of us, whatever our role in is in that, we have our own authentic expression in that. It looks different for all of us, as we know. And to plant the seeds that take us forward in whatever our authentic life looks like, Yoronda taught those seeds can't come out of the world and what's happening in the world. Those seeds have to come from heaven. Unlike standard agricultural practices where you take the seeds from the harvest, Yoronda taught the seeds must come from heaven. Heaven meaning the realm of all possibility, everything that's possible. We have to think bigger than where we've been in order to go where we're going. The new earth is something that's extraordinary that we can only vision, and we can't vision it out of the past and what we know of the past. So Jewel is going to bring something around this topic, and she has quite a bit in store for us, and we'll work together with it. So I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to Jewel. Thank you, Jewel.
Thank you. Welcome. I'm so excited about this night. This is very cool. And I'd like to start with the video. So Jim, if you'll start it up for us, it's David Newman singing a song called, it's called Shift.
I feel a shift. I feel a shift. I feel a shift. I feel a shift. I feel a shift from fear to love. The dream that we've dreamed of. a shift from suffering to joy. In a world we won't destroy. Shift in perspective, in the collective. Shift in consciousness. Shift in direction and in perception. Do you feel like this? I feel a shift. I feel a shift. I feel a shift. I feel a shift from division and greed to caring for all those in need. A shift from destruction and war to a peace that will endure. A shift in perspective, in the collective. Shift in consciousness. Shift in direction and in perception. Do you feel like this? I feel a shift. Justice and lies to a conscience that won't compromise. A shift from the shackles that bind to freedom for all mankind.
I'm so nervous, excited. I haven't presented before, and the energies of this new moon. You know, I've been wanting to do something around moons for a while. And the way it came together today with the topic from Sunday of original cause, and with the attunement this evening, number 34, and how it all fits together. This new moon is in Virgo, and it's so profound, and it's exactly what that video was bringing. It is a shift in collective consciousness. It's a universal spiritual conspiracy. It's no accident that the Kardashians, that their reality show is over, because the energies of this time is removing the outer, and it's removing the ego through the different energies that are moving. And so it's time for a new meality show. And with Uranda having his awakening at this time as well, it is true that we are the teacher that we have been looking for. And the meality show is what is authentically wanting to be born in us, because this time really is the birth of the new earth. It's the end of many, many cycles throughout humanity. It's the end of huge karmic cycles. God is giving us this gift of 2020, perfect vision, and the breaking of the vase beginning in February. We're in lockdown, and we've got all these sharp pieces of glass, and we're looking at each one, and we're going, what in my life is not working? I don't know about you, but for me, everything that wasn't working, all the energies that I've held on to for so long that no longer serve, came up again and again and again for purification. So not only am I feeling this personally, but we're going through this collectively. And we're seeing this with all the demonstrations, with all the power struggles. The outer is collapsing, and the new is being birthed. So the idea is that we're making a shift. We are at a crossroads. We're at a fork in the road. And you can see by watching television, there are people stuck in fear. And then there are those of us moving into love and creating in love. So with this new moon, you can think of a new moon as planting a seed. And as it grows in light, your seed comes to fruition. Virgo is also, there's an ending as well. So what I'm planning for tonight is to do two meditations. The first one is, all this time in lockdown, all this time in quietude, what came up for you over and over again that you are now ready to let go of? The energies in this new moon are supporting letting go of habits, letting go of thoughts that don't serve, letting go of beliefs and perceptions that need to shift. So we'll go through a short meditation because we're running a wee bit behind, and then go into small groups as a discussion. So let's take a few deep breaths, like three deep breaths together. In and out, in and out, in and out, and drop into your heart. When you consider the whole 2020 and all that came up for you this year, what kept arising is that thing that no longer serves, the thing that you may have been struggling with for many cycles. Like the song said, shackles. So in your heart or in the body, scan for that which wishes to be released. And the energy, particularly of this very night, is the energy that of grace to lift that from you. So go into that place, breathe in, and surrender, allowing it to be transformed by the love of true source, the love of your heart, the grace of the mighty one within. Thank you so much. Jim, will you put us in groups, please? Welcome back, everybody. I hope that was a good discussion for you. So the other half of the new cycle is seeding the future. And there's actually a very magical situation going on tonight. There's a grand trine, which has to do with some outer planets, which doesn't happen very often, in Taurus. And Taurus is an earth sign. And so it's like the universe is taking a snapshot of the intention that you speak tonight, taking a snapshot and saying, okay, so it is. And so with the next part, We are going to use the new moon, sun and the moon coming together. Think of the sun as the spirit of higher life, of original source. And we'll be bringing that into the heart and joining it with the spirit of the womb, the moon, to give birth. And right now, with this new moon in Virgo, it's at 25 degrees Virgo. And that is the highest spiritual degree that Virgo is capable of. That's at the top of the line. So what that means is our spiritual legacy, what we were born to bring to new earth. That is what is being born in this moment. And you can work with this energy through Sunday. It's still considered a new moon. So tonight we may just scratch the surface, but we'll go into a meditation and then do a second small group. So if you'll just sit back, and what I like to do is align vertically and align with your Christ itself, is what I would call it, with original source, with higher love, your higher self. And once you feel that connection, bring it down into your heart. Just welcome that bright sun energy of higher love into your heart. And then breathe it into expansion. So you feel like you're just a glowing ball of love. And then go into the womb, the moon energy, the feelings. Because this feelings are spiritual energy. We've got the sun, which is enlightened thinking. And we're going to merge it with the moon, with the feelings and the energy of the womb. And explore what words, what visions, what are you recognizing in this moment as a new reality for you? The future is not externality. It's created within. What we be is. So what are you being in this moment that is the golden seed of the spiritual legacy that is being birthed in this now moment? And we'll open our eyes. And so the question for our next discussion is, what do you want to birth out of highest love and your understanding of your new earth mission or your spiritual legacy or your authentic self? What wishes to be birthed in this now moment and planted and given momentum with this beautiful energy of the cosmic conspiracy to bring all of this about? So, Jim, will you put us in our groups, please?
Thank you, Jewel. That was wonderful. Thank you for leading us through that exploration, Jewel, and thank you all for participating. So we're going to have just a few minutes to just share as a whole group. And if you want to share something, please keep it succinct because we don't have long. But anything about this hour so far that you want to share, just unmute yourself, share into the space, and please remember to mute yourself back.
wonderfully open-hearted, space for so much more to happen. Thank you.
Sometimes it seems as though what we think of as our greatest failing is the outer edge of our greatest strength.
I think of how something that's really important to me in this cycle came true. And it's simply communion and generation with others. And it was such delight to be in those small groups and to connect and to just generate something together through our shared inspiration.
Yes, I give great thanks for the groups and the depth of the questions and what they brought forward and for the presentations. I feel very energized by this time this morning. Thank you.
I've really been loving this distinction between performance as a facade or something one steps into to pretend versus performance as just self-expression. And some of us, our self-expression might be more performative by nature, just of our personalities and such. And I think in this last piece, the earth mission, so to speak, for me personally, is to not cap that, to not restrict that if it's my personal expression. And so putting a eager invitation to those on Sunrise Ranch to attend on Saturday night, an evening of stargazing and self-expression of many layers, including some circus and aerial performance and celestial bodies. Really looking forward to spending a little bit of time together to see the beauty and the shining of the stars and of the twinkle in each other's eyes. Thanks a lot, guys.
I can see that I have qualities that are of spirit that fit into the whole or fit into expression on Earth that are seemingly unconventional in a conventional world that can awaken not only myself, but other people to themselves.
I'd like to thank Jewel, especially for the first time. I thought she did a wonderful job, and everyone in our groups was so energized, and we planted a lot of seeds for a very great future.
Well, in my group, I brought up the subject of fear that I've been experiencing in relation to fire, the Cameron Peak fire, which is not too far away from here, and could flare up and once again bring the prospect of having to evacuate Sunrise Ranch. And so I've been feeling a lot of fear with respect to that. And suggestions were made in the group that I was in how I can move through this state of fear in a creative way and work with it victoriously, not fighting it, but just accepting it, welcoming it, and moving victoriously through it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry, and everybody. So we're going to end our time with a video, which is a quote from Rumi. Thank you, Jewel, and thank you all so much for being with us and participating so beautifully tonight. It was wonderful to be together.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. 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 Thank you Okay.